And now hundreds of people in need of medical aid have been evacuated from four besieged towns in war-torn Syria. A U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says that relief agencies have evacuated now as many as 515 people from Zabadani, Mdeya, Kifraya, and Foua. He added that real progress is being made on the humanitarian front in Syria. De Mistura said that aid efforts will also be extended in other affected regions as well. The latest evacuation was made under an agreement between the Syrian government and militants to facilitate UN access and humanitarian assistance to besieged towns. The UN estimates that almost 500,000 people are trapped in several Syrian towns and villages where foreign-backed militants have been fighting government forces. Now for more, we're joined out of Damascus by Press Secret correspondent Mohammed Ali. And now, Mohammed, can you give us an update on the evacuations taking place by the Syrian government?
Yes, the deal has been fully implemented now officially. More than 500 people were evacuated from the four villages and towns, Kfaria and Foua in Idlib countryside, and also Madaya and Zabadani in Damascus countryside. This is not the first deal for evacuating injured civilians and also armed men from all four areas, from those specific four areas across Syria. According to many reports, such deals have been successful after all sides agreed on carrying out such a deal, and also with the reports saying that there were mediators such as Turkey and Iran that facilitated the successful process of making this evacuation possible. Now, on Wednesday, about 250 injured civilians, and also some of them were armed men from Zabadani and Madaya, headed out towards Idlib, while 250 civilians injured, also civilians, were also allowed to be evacuated out from Kfaria and Foua, all the way towards Latakia. Now, all of those persons have reached the destination on schedule, and of course, we could be hearing of more similar evacuations happening in particular about those four areas.
And when you mentioned that more an additional evacuation is taking place, do you have any idea about the government's plans to get more civilians? And our report says that they estimate that there's over 500,000 people in besieged areas. Do you know anything about the government getting to more civilians in other besieged areas, Mohammed?
Well, the situation is very difficult on the ground here. The Syrian government is always announcing that it is actually responsible for the safety of its civilians and it is doing its best to eliminate terrorism. However, regarding evacuation deals, this actually area, those areas, Madaya and Zabadani and Kfaria El Foua, are very different from any other part of the country, because those four areas have similar conditions, meaning that the Syrian army and its allies are surrounding the militants and, of course, those areas in Madaya and in Zabadani, while at the same time, the so-called Al-Fatah army, which is mainly led by Al-Nusra Front and Ahrar al-Sham, are also putting Kfari and Foua under siege. So because of this particular situation, there has been several deals of evacuation for the civilians there. However, regarding other areas, there is nothing clear at the moment.
Well, thank you, Mohammed. We'll check in with you later to see how the evacuations took place. That's out of Damascus, Mohammed Ali, Press TV correspondent, joining us.